This episode is brought to you by Impossible Foods. When the world is telling you to eat less meat because it's bad for the environment and bad for your health, Impossible Foods wants you to eat more meat. Yes, that company that makes meat from plants, Impossible Foods. By creating delicious, nutrient-packed meat from plants that's better for the planet. Impossible lets you enjoy some of your favorite meaty products with a plant-based twist. Ground beef, home-style meatballs, sausage patties, and so much more. All made from plants. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches Media presents.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman.
Joey doesn't share food.
And Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello, welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And we've come to you today feeling quite ill. We are unwell. Do you feel unwell?
No, I feel well.
No, I mean unwell in a well kind of way.
I feel good. I'm excited.
Okay. I mean to say that this is a very exciting moment for Diet Starts Tomorrow, for Betches, for all of us, for me personally, for Sammy personally. We have some funny anecdotes we could share with you after this interview.
Do you feel like we're just like keeping them on edge? Is this edging? Is this what edging is?
This is edging. So in a few minutes, we are going to have, drum roll, please, the Mindy Kaling come on here and talk to us about her life.
Stuff.
Just stuff. Talk about her. She just had a new baby in quarantine. No one knew. Just like everything mom wellness related. And we're so, so excited to have her on. Sammy and I have been fans for a long time. I personally,
she's Aileen's like guide star.
Like, I like, she's just a
guide star.
My North Star. She's like a female comedy writer, inspiration to me. She shows to people that you don't need to have a traditional path of life to be successful. And I just fucking love her. Sammy and I once waited. She's doing a book signing. We waited outside Club Monaco. I know it's Monaco. Club Monaco for
in the freezing cold.
For how long?
Probably 3 hours. But we didn't get to meet her.
We didn't get they closed.
It sucks.
But this is happening. She's coming to our podcast.
Aileen. We need what? To just that line that we waited on was that we were literally waiting at the, this was before we had an office, before we had like a right. Betches office.
Yeah.
We were literally waiting in front of the Betches office. That's where the line was.
You're
but
right.
We didn't know that it would one day be our office.
You're so right.
It was.
Oh my God.
It was the.
This is the most full circle moment of life. Yeah. So we're going to have her on. Are you excited, Saman?
I'm excited. I'm ready. I don't know what to expect. Are you going to be able to speak?
Yes. You know, I'm a professional lady.
Okay.
but my friend Alexa, when I like posted like a teaser and all these people guessed completely, it was off.
Who did people guess?
People, it was like, it was a range of like Oprah to Michelle Obama to Jordana to Soul Cycle instructor. I was like, none of these.
Really? These are
not it. But yeah, I'm pumped. But so funny because my friend Alexa, she like messaged me. She's like, tell me who. So I like sent the like little devil emoji smiley face. And then I said, it's Mindy. And she goes, are you okay?
Right. It's like that. Okay.
And
when we got the email and I think Nicole put it in the DST Slack thread.
Yeah.
I saw it. I was like, Aileen has clearly not seen this because there's been no reaction. So yeah. I said, check the DST thread. You're going to bug.
I was peeing when you texted me that.
Was I?
I was peeing. And then I was just like, I guess I saw a message from you and I'm like, I'm going to bug. Oh my God. I guess I have to pick up my phone off the like sink. And so I look and.
But I had to be like, it's in a good way. A good bug.
So I didn't have a full on panic. But honestly, we are so excited to have Mindy on. And yeah, without further ado, Mindy Kaling.
Warmer weather is finally back. After so many cold months, it's nice to get outside and soak up the sun. But the springtime always brings those unwanted guests, pollen and seasonal allergies. April showers bring spring flowers and sniffly noses and stuffed up sinuses. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples. I suffer from seasonal allergies. I just had them hit the other day. I couldn't breathe through my nose at all. And I popped a Claritin and it was like night and day. I'm a huge fan of Claritin. I use it on the regular and it always helps when we're making that transition from winter to spring, which is when my allergies flare up. Mainly, it's my sinuses that get so clogged and the Claritin just clears it right up. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy throat and nose, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live your life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. This episode is brought to you by Azo. The Azo brand wants the world to stop treating women's health like a dirty word. Because the reality is, UTIs, yeast infections, and bladder control issues are common among women. But dealing with them is an uncommon act that many women are skittish about due to judgment, shame, and inaction. The Azo brand offers probiotics, prebiotics, and vaginal suppositories that help keep your vaginal health in check every day. Like Azo Complete Feminine Balance, designed with a clinically studied probiotic blend that helps restore natural balance of good bacteria. Also, Azo Boric Acid suppositories support and help with vaginal odor control. And Azo Dual Protection provides extra protection from the common cycle of urinary and vaginal issues. Everyday things like stress, your cycle, sex, and certain medications like antibiotics or the pill can disrupt your vaginal microbiome, allowing unfriendly bacteria to impact pH or extra yeast to grow. Guys, you shouldn't feel ashamed. Azo's got you covered. I'm a big fan of Azo. I actually keep it in my bathroom now because the last thing you want to do when you have a UTI is to run out to the pharmacy. So keep it stocked at home like I do and you never have to worry about it. I cannot recommend it enough. And you can save 20% now with promo code BETCHES on AZOPRODUCTS.com. Don't know which product you need? Take the quiz to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any six styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any six styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with two U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
And we're here with the Mindy Kaling. She literally needs no introduction. You could probably just know just Mindy, like Cher and, you know, Gaga. But it's worth it to say she's an Emmy-nominated writer, producer, New York Times bestselling author, director, and actor, and a personal inspiration. And I'm not just saying that because you're here. A personal inspiration of mine. Sammy has known me my entire life. Since we were 10, she can attest to that.
I can attest. It feels a little surreal. Like we've been wanting this to happen for years.
That's so nice. What a nice second introduction. This is amazing. Thank you. That makes me feel great. Thank you. It's so nice too, especially because I get no personal interaction with anyone since I'm alone at home all day. So it's thank you for having me on and for welcoming me in that really nice way. I really
will personally interact with you like any day.
If you need a fangirl for hire, like just hit us up. Also, fun fact, I just want to point this out. Like, you know, the question anybody asks, like, who's your celebrity dinner guest? You're mine. I've been using you. Now I don't know what I'm going to do.
Really?
We have dinner.
I hope that I'm that good at dinner.
Who would be your celebrity dinner guest?
Celebrity dinner guest? You know, I always feel like people pick people that they kind of would want to be friends with. And I feel like maybe I would pick someone who would like puzzle me or make me mad. I'm trying to think, maybe like Stephen Miller, I would love to like find out why he's made some of the choices he's made.
With or without the new baby, Mackenzie.
Oh, that's right. Now I take it back. You know what? I'm not going to say Stephen Miller because now everyone's going to be like, Mindy Kaling's dream dinner guest.
We'll cut it out.
Yeah. Keep it.
No, because she loves him so much. I guess my dream dinner guest, it's Walt Disney. I'd probably want to have dinner with, you know.
That's a good one.
To hear about how he founded all the things he's done. I think he's kind of an incredible businessman, and obviously he's kind of controversial too. So I think that's kind of an interesting person.
That's a great one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So it has been like 9,730 days of quarantine. What have you been up to lately?
Well, I think the biggest thing that I've done, and I'm proud of this because I hadn't been doing much else, was, but that's not true. I've been doing a lot, but having a baby, I think is probably the biggest thing I did. I did that September 3rd. And so he's been keeping me really busy. And then, like homeschooling my older kid. And then I'm in production on two shows. So those have been like kind of challenging, but fun.
Congratulations.
Has any of that inspired like new comedy for you? Just like the challenge of being in quarantine with two young kids, like one very, very young.
I got to tell you that I think that there's a lot of really great people in comedy who've taken from this, because so much of comedy is like about pain and struggle and inconvenience, and have made and created stuff from it and about the pandemic. But I've just had a really, for me, like I'm just like waiting for it to end. I have a bad attitude about it. I am really a social person, so for me it's been I haven't found comic opportunities from it, only inconveniences.
Has it been hard keeping it a secret? I mean, like that was just like a big announcement.
No, in fact it's easier than almost ever to have a baby in secret. I feel like because no one sees me. I mean, everyone was dressed the way I was basically. And like, as I was becoming like hugely pregnant, when I would do Zooms, I was like, oh, everyone is wearing the same outfit as me. And so that part was really easy. And I was scared about actually delivering a baby during COVID, but I delivered at Cedar Sinai and they have like the best staff ever. And I kind of gave birth at this weird lull between the initial incredible fear. I mean, it was still the pandemic, but there was like that massive hysteria. Then it was like a lull where even though we should have been just as scared, the hysteria was somehow not as much. And now we're back in hysteria mode. So I think I kind of did it at a good time, you know, like, you know, relatively speaking.
I got married in that same lull. So and I've been thinking about that lately. I'm like, I could never do that now. Like, that's not the vibe. Thank you. But a big, big year.
It was that time like where we were like getting used to it, but it wasn't scary. It was actually in many ways probably bad psychologically, which is why everyone's getting sick now, because everyone's like, it's kind of okay, right? And it's like, no, right. It wasn't. But congratulations.
Thank you.
Is this rude to ask? Like, how many people were at your wedding?
We had like 45 people. It was outside. Okay. And like about half of the wedding guests were all family. So it was great. It ended up being like really lovely. So you know, made the best out of it.
What would you do if she just said like 700 people?
She'd be like, you hosted a super spreader event.
Exactly.
And don't feel guilty about it.
No, I would feel very, I've even started feeling like, oh my God, should I not even have done that? But you know, it's, we did it. It's done. No one got sick. Thank God. But yeah, at any point, I'm just wondering, at any point during your pregnancy, did you ever feel like, oh, I really want to share this. Like, I just got to get it out there. Or do you really prefer to be private?
I felt it was like a very delicious secret, you know, like I was like, ooh, like, and I'm not someone who can keep a secret. I'm like a big blabbermouth. So for me, I did think that was nice to be able to do. Like most people, I mean, I'm not super shy. If you said, I've seen my social media, like, so I didn't really have the, I'm also really superstitious. So I am the kind of person where like, if it was socially acceptable, if you couldn't physically see that I was pregnant, I wouldn't tell people until I had it, the baby, just because you're like, I just hope everything goes okay. So it wasn't too hard to keep that secret.
Well, oh, yeah. Power to you. It sounds like it was both stressful, but also like kind of, I guess, nice. It's like you and Kylie Jenner are just like secret pregnancies.
Yeah, one in the same. Might had a baby. Like there's lots of,
So many. I wanted to do like, you know, Spotify has a wrap up. It's just like the amount of pregnancy or birth announcements that happened. So let's get to the projects you've been working on. You said you were working on a few projects during quarantine. Do you want to talk about them? We personally love Never Have I Ever as your one of the most recent projects you did.
Yeah.
So good. Like brilliant.
That show made me so happy. Like it was just a delight.
Thank you. That's so awesome. Yeah. Like I have that show. I have this show that I'm so excited about for HBO Max called The Sex Lives of College Girls. That's coming out next year. And we are doing those like weird table. I've like never met the actors. They auditioned on Zoom. We cast them on Zoom. We've been doing table reads on Zoom. So I've never met them in life. I have no idea how tall they are. I just so
could be pregnant.
Exactly. And so those table reads have gone great. It's a really funny, sexy show about female friendship. So that's going to come out next year. I also have my essays. I have this awesome partnership with Walgreens that I'm doing right now, which is great. Where like they have this app called My Walgreens, and I've been using it basically every single day, getting like diapers and toys for my kids and for the holiday stuff. So that's been, yeah, that's kind of been it. Elena, have I done anything else?
My book? That's absolutely nothing.
So. I have my book that came out during in the height of COVID. I was really nervous about too, because my book of essays, I've been working on them for like almost 2 years. And my essays are like, I mean, they're comedic and they're about my life and they're personal, but they were not reflections about like our current, you know, both our political and our, you know, our pandemic state. And I was really worried that people were going to be like, why'd you write this trash? Like, we're going through so much. Like, nobody wants to hear you talk about going out to dinner with BJ Novak. Like, made me nervous. That was my big pandemic stress, is like, I was like, first of all, like keeping my family safe. And second of all, are people going to be mad about my essays?
How would you say the essays are different than like the previous books you've written?
The essays are different because I did them for Amazon. You could like pick and choose which essays you wanted. Like when you buy a book, you just get them all. Like the ones you like, right. The ones you don't like just get them. It's for better or for worse. And in this one, you could kind of just choose. I think also if you have Amazon Prime, I think they were free for you for a bit, but each individual essay had like a cover, and you could choose them based on how like sexy the cover was. So yeah.
It's so interesting. You rattle off like all the things you're doing as if, you know, like this book, this, you know, my book came out, the baby, like, oh, I'm also working on this show. Like it's nothing.
Super impressive.
You know, one of the things I always feel, thank you. That's so nice of you to say that. I feel like because I'm not married, I don't have a person who every day I have to like check in with how they're doing and make sure that they're emotionally feeling well, and you know, we cook dinner together, we watch things together. So I think it allows me, for better or for worse, to be like way more efficient. And so because I don't have a husband, sometimes I'm like, okay, I gotta like get the other stuff going. Like I had to have like all this other projects and things going. But you're right, like maybe I should chill out a little bit.
No, not that you should chill, but like, you know, it's like a really big deal. It's a really big deal. I feel like you should just be so proud of yourself.
Thank you. I feel I've I think I'm not equipped to feel that super proud all the time.
Thank you so much for joining us and talking.
Oh, time's up.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
Thank you. It's been so fun talking to you guys. And for the record, I do not want to have dinner with Stephen Miller. It was a joke.
Well, I'm sorry.
Dinner with me. It's not like I'm sure he has better things to do too.
You think it's mutual?
Yeah. See, but you know, I mean, congratulate him on his baby. That's a joy for any family.
I mean, yeah, your kids are like the same age, so
please, best friend. Yeah. Cool. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much. Good luck with everything. All right. So our lives are probably never going to be the same. And that was an amazing interview. If you guys want to email us, please, just with anything you want, you know, we're here to listen. That's dst@betches.com. Rate, review, subscribe, please. It's the holidays. Give us your reviews. We love you. Follow at @DietStartSmall. My words are not happening. I'm just too excited. @DietStartsTomorrow and @Aileen and @Sammy. And we're always with you
through thick and thin and Mindy Kaling meetings.
Yay.
Diet Starts Tomorrow is hosted by Aileen Cooperman
and Sammy Fishbein.
Our editor is Sean Kilby. Our podcast producers are Mike Coscarelli, Sean Kilby, and Carly Rice.
And artwork is by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram and email your questions and non-scale wins to dst@betches.com.
Thank you to our partner, Impossible Foods. Some people say we would be better off if we ate less meat, which is why Impossible Foods made delicious and nutrient-packed meat from plants. So you can eat more meat, like home-style meatballs, hot dogs, chicken nuggets, and so much more, all made from plants. Impossible creates delicious meat from plants that's better for the planet, so everyone can eat more of it. Check out ImpossibleFoods.com to see how you can help solve the meat problem with more meat. That's ImpossibleFoods.com.
Betches.